Terry Lee and Pat Ryan are doing some dangerous work. They have returned secretly to Captain Blaze's headquarters, now controlled by the Dragon Lady. It was night as they let themselves down from an overhanging cliff along a smooth mountain wall to the roof of the rambling stone building. They had the cleverly made periscope with them, and they found it was an immediate help, for they were able to peer down into the open window of a room. And through the periscope, they saw a woman lying on a bunk. And Pat swung himself down into the room to see what it was. In just a moment, we'll join in today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you boys and girls are the live wires I think you are, you like variety and change. And that goes for the things you eat as well as the things you do. Somehow, at lots of folks' houses, breakfast always seems to be pretty much the same, and that gets boring. Now, if you'd like something different for breakfast, just do this. Just ask your mother to get Libby's Hawaiian Pineapple Juice. Believe me, boys and girls, you'll be glad you did. And what's more, your mother and your whole family will be keen about Libby's Pineapple Juice. You see, this pineapple juice is pressed from fruit that ripened on the plants. It's the natural juice of field-ripe pineapples, the most refreshing drink you could imagine. Exactly right to have first thing in the morning. And boy, oh boy, does it taste swell. Glorious is the word for its flavor. Now, when you suggest having Libby's pineapple juice for breakfast, your mother might ask you this. She might say, how about the vitamins? Because she knows vitamins are mighty important. So just make a note of this. Libby's Hawaiian pineapple juice is a good source of vitamin C and vitamin B1. Now, don't forget, right after this program, ask your mother to get Libby's pineapple juice. L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's. And now, Terry and the Pirates. As Terry lay flat on the roof, peering through the periscope, he was able to see most of the room below the spot where he was lying. Pat Ryan lowered himself silently to the window ledge. And in the darkness, he said,
"I can get inside the room. You get ready to lend a hand at getting the lady out through this window and up to the roof."
I wish I knew who she was. It was a Dragon Lady.
Well, you'll get your wish in just a moment, Terry. Just keep looking through that periscope while I go into the room. Well, I'll be a... How did she get here? Here, wake up.
You take your hands off. Pat, why? But they told me you were dead.
They were exaggerating. How in the name of Joel did you get here?
But you and Aunt Terry and Captain Blaze. April told me you'd been shot. The firing squad. Yeah, and the Dragon Lady said so, too.
Now look, I'm alive and time's a waste. Terry's okay, too. He's up on the roof. He can see us from here.
How can he see us if he's up on the...
He's looking through a periscope, remember?
Oh, well, but what's that?
Now look, Brooklyn. The last one in the world I expected to find here. Just give me a sketchy idea of how you happen to be here.
I'm a prisoner.
You're telling me. I knew that much. Where's April?
One thing at a time, Pat. How did you and Terry get here? Where's Connie?
What's the odds? We're here, Terry and me. But what about you? What brought you here? How'd you get caught?
Well, you left me back in the orphanage with Mrs. Finch. Remember?
Yes.
Well, when April didn't return and there's no word from you or Terry, I got nervous. So we decided that Connie should have a look-see along the road. We brought a couple of carrier pigeons along with him.
I know. Used one bird to send a message back to General Chang.
Yeah, he got it, but there were no soldiers available. None to be spared.
So what did you do?
Well, I got permission to take about 5 men, and we set out. Well, I won't go into details, but we ran into a flock of the Dragon Lady's playmates, and when the shooting was all over, I was alone.
They took you prisoner, eh?
But definitely. They nabbed me. Well, I've been here ever since.
I see. Did you talk to April?
Yeah, but not alone. That woman was with us.
The Dragon Lady, eh?
I don't mean Pollyanna. Well, now, what's up?
You are. You're going up on the roof and out of this trap, but quick. Nice of you to look for us, but you can't do anything now, so come on, let's get out of here.
How can I? The place is guarded on all sides.
Never mind that. We got in here and we can get out. Now, come on. We go out the window and carry on.
You got her going to hold me up there?
Yeah. Now slip this loop under your arm. I'll signal and we'll haul you up.
Now, wait a minute, Terry. Fun is fun, but it's...
Pipe down. Now, look beautiful. Your You're not going to look very graceful going up, but it's our only chance of escape, and we've got to work fast.
Yeah, it's a lot easier going up than coming down. Besides, we have to find April and have her hauled up the side of the mountain wall, too.
So try this rope on for size and take a deep breath.
Well, it's a crazy stunt if you ask me.
We don't ask you. Of course, if you'd rather stay here and get shot or worse, that's something else.
Well, okay, I'll take a chance on this tug of war, but I won't like it.
Good. There.
How's the noose feel under your arms?
Terrible.
Okay. I'll jerk the rope and Blaze will start hauling. And for the love of Pat, don't scream as you start up.
Okay, mister.
Now then, I've signaled and...
You're right.
Think she'll be all right, Pat?
As long as Blaze keeps hauling, she'll be all right.
Glad the clouds hide the moon now and then. Darkness is in our favor. God, when I was looking through the telescope, I nearly expired when I saw Burma, of all people.
She's a brave gal, Harry. Taken prisoner and all because she wanted to find us and help us if she could.
Well, we still haven't got April. I wonder where she is.
In one of these rooms, of course, but which one? That's the question.
What do we do? Both of us start looking for her? I'd like to get her away from this place before daylight.
Yeah, we have about 5 hours before dawn. We're going to need them. How do you feel?
Okay, but I want to get busy. This quiet talking, tiptoe stuff makes me nervous.
Same here. Well, here's what. I'll swing back down into the room. I didn't try the door. It may be unlocked. Then I'll signal you and you can join me.
Okay.
If the door isn't unlocked, then we'll have to scout around for another way to get into the corridor and search for April.
Good enough. I wonder if Burma reached the cliff up there.
Yeah. Yep, here's the end of the rope. I just let it down. She arrived safe and scared.
Swell. Gosh, I wish we were safe. I'm scared enough as it is.
Yeah, I'd give a great deal to be well out of this trouble. But the Dragon Lady can't win, Jerry. It isn't in the cards. We came here to do a job, and I have a hunch we can finish it.
Well, as long as these hoodlums think we're dead, we have an advantage, and that's even better than a gun.
You can whistle that again. Now, I'll go back into the room and try the door. You lie down here and keep an eye at the periscope. I'm glad we brought it along. We'll need it plenty before daylight comes. You wait and see.
I'd rather not wait. Go ahead. Go down into the room and try the door.
Okay. Wait here. Keep looking. In here.
Come on, back up on the roof.
It's too late. I'll have to hide close to the door. I don't know who you are, mister, but I had to do it.
Now,
this door closed here. We'll just drag you up on the roof, mister. You can take a trip up the mountainside in the hands of Captain Blaze. I'll haul you over to the window.
Nice socket, Pat.
Yeah. This fella isn't very heavy, but he's out for the count. I'll hoist him up through the window.
I got his shoulders, Pat. Lift him up a little more. Quiet, I can manage. I'll drag him up slow. We can tie the rope around him and let Blaze haul him up. He's sure a dead weight.
That's working fast, Harry. The door's open now, thanks to this bucko. Get the line tight under his arms.
Right. Think we ought to send a message telling who this man is?
No, no need to. Blaze will know if he's one of his own men or a stranger. Now then. Oh, you!
I'll jerk the rope and signal. Okay, start him up.
Whew. Good riddance. Hey, we'd better not try and haul everybody up that cliff. We'll wear Blaze out.
Okay, let's get into the room again.
Right. I'll lead the way.
Right behind you.
Now be careful. Come over the edge here. Now watch yourself. Easy now. You got it.
Well, let's go. What are we waiting here for?
Wait. I thought I heard somebody out in the hall.
Maybe we better turn out that light above the bunk, huh?
Now go ahead. That's better. We need darkness. Can you remember the layout of the building?
Yeah, wait. April ought to be down in the room near the end of the
to try. Easy now. This door squeaks like a dozen guinea pigs.
How is it out in the corridor?
I can't see anybody. Not much light. Just a single light at the far end.
Well, Mr. Dodge, you will be quiet. Everybody's asleep, I suppose.
How's that chunk of hardware still loaded?
Yeah. Ready for trouble.
Come on. Now shut the door after you. No use making folks curious. Huh?
Take it easy.
It makes enough noise to wake up an army. I wonder if everybody in this place is bedded down for the night or something.
They might have known about it and just waiting to jump in.
I don't know. Doggone quiet. There's not a sound.
Well, there's trouble. There's trouble.
Correct. Easy now. You go down this way and see if we can locate it.
It ought to be one of these three doors, Pat. I don't remember exactly which room she was in.
But... Uh-huh. Well, try that first door.
Right. That's not the room. That's sort of a storeroom. Not very much light, but I'm sure it is.
Okay. We'll try this next one.
Oh, what?
There's a light on in here, Terry. You can see a sliver of it coming through that square hole near the top of the door.
Yeah, I'll bet that's where she is.
And if it isn't April's room, then we've walked into trouble. I wish we could see anyone without opening the door.
Wait. Wait, I'll listen a moment. Hear anything?
No. No, not a peep. If that square hole up there was down here, we might see in it. Boy, am I a dimwit. Got the telescope with you?
Yeah, I got it stuck in my belt.
Okay. Clamp on my back and poke that gadget through the hole. You'll be able to see who's in there.
Sure. All right. Now, I'm quick as I can.
Here. You're no featherweight. Well?
Yeah. I'll bet she's in there.
Okay, what's she doing?
Lighting at the table. It's April. Right?
Okay, let's work fast. Now then, we'll unbolt the door and take her back to the roof and up and away. Speed will count from now on, Terry. Let's go.
But there's many a slip between the room and the roof. That's what you want to learn about. This is a daring raid on the Dragon Lady's stronghold, now that she thinks she has gotten rid of our friends. But there's big stuff popping, and I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Just a reminder, boys and girls, you're going to ask your mother to get some Libby's pineapple juice and give the family something new for breakfast. Oh, they'll like it, all right, all right. Libby's pineapple juice just about has the world's beat for flavor. And it's a refreshing flavor that puts you up and starts the day off right. So remember the name, Libby's Hawaiian Pineapple Juice. And ask your mother right now to get some soon for breakfast. And try Libby's Tomato Juice, too. It's well-tasting and rich in important vitamin C. Terry and Pat are going to be successful up to a certain point. They may rescue April King, but in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, what will Terry do when he comes face to face with the Dragon Lady? That's a transcribed adventure you can't afford to miss if you want thrills and fast-moving action in this great story of China and the Burma Road.